8:13, Galesburg's Morning News, where our Lieutenant Governor of the State of Illinois is going to be in the area today over in Kewaunee doing some things. And joining us here this morning is Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton. Lieutenant Governor, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing great and excited about my time in Kewaunee today.
Well, thanks so much for taking a little time and joining us here this morning. So I know Kewaunee not too far away from us, and, of course, there's a correctional facility over there, and you're going to be visiting that and talking about a special program going on there and some small businesses. Talk about, first off, your visit to Kewaunee today and kind of what your agenda is going to be.
Well, first and foremost, I'm excited about going to the Kewaunee Life Skills Center. I lead what's called the Justice, Equity, and Opportunity Initiative. It was established by Governor Pritzker through executive order. And it really just makes sure that as we think about justice in our state, that we're bringing an equity lens. One of the things that we know is that most people who go to our Illinois Department of Corrections are going to return back to their communities. And they need to be prepared with the skills and just life skills, really, to be able to come back, successfully re-enter into their communities, and be productive citizens. And so I will be visiting the Kewaunee Life Skills Center to really just look at the valuable resources that they are providing to individuals who are incarcerated who are really preparing to go back home.
Now, is this center, is this something that where a person who's been incarcerated may be getting out soon and they will be transferred there to kind of work on those skills, or is this, or they have already been in this facility prior to that, or do you know that?
Yeah, I believe that many of these folks are heading over to Kewaunee for specifically as part of sort of this transfer back into community. I can't say for sure whether there are those that are, incarcerated at Kewaunee throughout their entire stay. But what I do know is that what they focus on is making sure that people have, like I said, the skills. So, for example, today I'm going to be looking at a workshop on entrepreneurship and resume building, because we want people who are heading back to their communities to be able to have access to jobs and to be able to make a living. We need to make sure that they have the skills and knowledge and really the resources to navigate life after incarceration. So this kind of support is really important. It's really something that we are working to see how we can continue to expand throughout the Department of Corrections, because this is really a model program that can help build their confidence and get them ready for a second chance, because we believe people deserve second chances.
And we know there's going to be a lot of them. They're going to be very successful, because there are a lot of people that have done things they shouldn't have done. They were very, very intelligent, and they just used their intelligence in the wrong way. And here's a way, I guess, to focus, for lack of a better term, on something positive in a community.
Absolutely. And it also is a way of increasing public safety. Unfortunately, as people know, the recidivism rate can be very high, and we look at recidivism as meaning just the number of people that leave our corrections facilities and then cycle right back through that facility. There's a time that it was over 50% of those folks, so that's not a great return on investment. So what we need to do is give people the skills to be able to return to their communities and stay out by working, getting housing, getting access to health care, including mental health services. These are all the kinds of things that will help people go back home, go back to their families, and as you said, use the intelligence they've always had to be productive citizens and head in the right direction.
Talking with Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, and this program, is this kind of a pilot program, or is this something happening at other correctional centers? Of course, we've got the Henry C. Hill Correctional Center here. There are others around the state. Is this kind of a pilot program that you're hoping to maybe expand?
Well, it's not a pilot program, because I know that the Kewaunee Life Skills Center has been doing this work for some time. But what it is, it's a model program. And you're absolutely right. We need to see these kinds of programs in all of our facilities, and we need to expand those kinds of programs. So certainly our Department of Corrections Director, Rob Jeffries, is working on expanding the programs, because, as I said at the top, people are going back home. And we need to make sure that when they go home, that they have what they need. One of the things, for example, Tom, that we're working on is expanding allowing people to get IDs. If you think about it, you need an ID to do just about anything, to get benefits, to get housing, to get a job, to get health care. But too many people are leaving our corrections facilities and did not have a job. So my office teamed up with First Lady M.K. Pritzker and Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White. And now we have a pilot program, again, focused on reentry, so that returning residents can get a state ID to make sure that that transition is easier. So we're going to continue expanding that program, but I'm proud to say that Kewaunee Life Skills Reentry Center is already a part of that program, and we're going to have about 20 facilities who will be giving this, granting these IDs for free to people who are returning home.
Talking to the Lieutenant Governor of the State of Illinois, Juliana Stratton, here this morning. She'll be in Kewaunee later on today and talking about a program at the Kewaunee Correctional Facility. So is this, do you feel that a program like this can help? Maybe there are two separate issues. Can this help with crime prevention? Or it's like, okay, those who've made that mistake, or maybe these people coming out of a program like this that are finding success can speak to those younger and maybe help prevent crime in the future?
I mean, I think it always helps when people are supported. What we know does not work is incarcerating people for long periods of time and then just saying, okay, you're out now, head back home and try to figure things out. We know that that does not work, and it does not increase public safety. And so what we have to do is we have to figure out ways to be more intentional as we think about the kinds of services people need even before they're incarcerated, such as mental health services and resources, substance abuse treatment. How do we make sure people get the kinds of resources they need that can hopefully prevent incarceration? But for those who are incarcerated, we have to make sure that they get what they need so that when they come back, they're not causing more harm. And so one of the ways that we do that, I definitely think that this is a way that we not only make the process more smooth, but that we also create opportunities for them to say, look, when I had these resources, this is what I was able to do. I started a business. I got a job. I turned my life around. I'm supporting my family. And that's a message not just for the family and the community, but as you mentioned, it's a message for young people to see, you know what? When people get a second chance and they have the resources and support they need, you don't have to say that they're just, you know, a lost cause. These are human beings who are able to turn their lives around. Everybody has made some kind of mistake. It hasn't always been something that led to criminal activity. But all of us have made some kind of mistake in our lives because we're human beings and we're not perfect. The question is, what happens when you get the resources and support you need to be able to do differently next time?
Talking with Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton here this morning. You know, I will admit before I ask this question, I'm completely guilty of this and maybe not paying enough attention in government class or whatever the case may be. Talk about the role of Lieutenant Governor in the state of Illinois and kind of what the duties of the Lieutenant Governor are, because I know there's a lot you do that we don't know about necessarily.
Yeah, well, thank you for that question, Tom, because a lot of people have that question. People don't know the Lieutenant Governor. I think first and foremost, I'll say that just constitutionally, my job is to make sure that as the second in command in our state, that if for whatever reason the governor is unable to serve, that I would be able to take on those responsibilities. But what I primarily do is I support Governor Pritzker in the work that he does, but I also have quite an extensive portfolio myself. I chair the Governor's Rural Affairs Council, really focusing on how do we uplift our rural communities across the state. I chair the Illinois Council on Women and Girls, to really focus on, again, leadership and other types of opportunities to bring equity to women and girls in our state. I lead, as I mentioned, the Justice, Equity, and Opportunity Initiative, as well as the Military Economic Development Committee, which is focused on our military installations all across the state of Illinois, lots of other, subject matter areas that are under my portfolio, including leading a number of, I'm the executive liaison, or I lead a number of agencies. I'm the liaison to the executive branch for a number of agencies, such as our Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority. So one of the things that I'm really excited about is I lead what's called the Restore, Reinvest, and Renew Board. We are investing millions of dollars into communities that have been experienced high rates of disinvestment all over the state. The first round of grant funding, we put out $31.5 million onto the streets to be utilized in a number of areas, including reentry services like we're talking about today, which is why my visit to Kewaunee is so important. And the next round of funding will be coming up very soon.
Well, we know that you know, small businesses are really important. A lot of landscape has jobs and production has changed over the years, not only in Illinois but across the nation. And so, small businesses. I know you're going to be visiting some while you're in Kewaunee. That's something that's really, really important here in the state of Illinois, and that you'll be looking at.
I go to small businesses all around the state and try to lift them up. And on my social media and other platforms that I have, because really small businesses are the lifeblood of our communities. You know, it's important that we attract large corporations to our state, and that's something that Governor Pritzker has continued to prioritize, and we are doing that and being successful in that way. But it's also important to recognize that it's those small businesses that are really responsible for about two-thirds of job creation in our state. They provide jobs, they provide goods and services to our communities, and really help our neighborhoods to thrive. We know that the pandemic has been incredibly tough on our small business, on our small business community. And so this year alone, our administration has provided over $570 million in grants, not loans, but grants and other resources to help our small businesses. So while I'm visiting Kewaunee, I'm going to be stopping at a few small businesses to just make sure that I talk to some of the owners, see the great goods and services that are being offered. And then, of course, I'm going to lift up those businesses on my social media because I think it's really important to do so.
As you said, kind of lifeblood of communities and collectively for the state of Illinois. It's just they do amazing things. And obviously the last year or couple of years with the pandemic and everything has been really, really tough on all businesses, but some of those small businesses especially, and trying to find employees. So, yeah, obviously a group that needs lifting up.
Absolutely. You know, our small businesses, like I said, it's been a tough time during this pandemic, but they've been resilient. And for those who have been able to keep their doors open, we want to make sure that they continue to do so. We want to make sure that people support small business. And that is something, as Lieutenant Governor, that I've been committed to doing, and our administration as a whole. And by the way, I just want to say to any of your listeners that our small business owners, please go to our Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity website to find the kinds of resources that are available to you right now.
Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton joining us here this morning. Lieutenant Governor, thank you so much for taking a little time with us this morning. We really appreciate it. And safe travels, and enjoy your stay in Kewaunee today.
Thanks so much, Tom. Have a great day.